All right, on this beautiful Saturday evening, we hope there's good news coming just in the country in general, health-wise, of course. And, of course, we love to get baseball back. And as I say every Saturday, you'll know more by next Saturday. We hope so. But meanwhile, if you're up in the North Bay near Bodega Bay, the Tides Wharf restaurant is open. There's indoor, outdoor seating. Gene Bogato sent me a text last week. He sent me a text this week letting everyone know that they're open. Things are going great up there. He says, tell your listeners we're looking forward to having them visit us. So both outdoor and indoor dining available. And Gene wishes a happy Father's Day to everybody. Boy, that'd be a nice place to be tomorrow. The Inn at the Tides is open as well for travelers or if you want to stay over. But it's really one of the most beautiful areas of Northern California up in Bodega Bay. Everything is spaced properly, socially distant, mask when you need it, and things like that. So good news from Gene Bogato up in Bodega Bay. Things are open up there. So, Gene, thank you. And, of course, the fish market and the gift shop as well. All right. A pleasure to bring this gentleman in. And he's been on the show with us every year around Father's Day. Of course, without baseball, we're not going to have weekends in the park on Father's Day. And it is Al Casciato. He is a retired San Francisco police captain, one of the finest men that I've ever met, and came to me with the idea of the Uncle Abe Award. And Al, welcome to the show. Nice to have you with us.
Thank you, Marty. Missed baseball a lot this year, and look forward to it coming back soon.
Well, we hope so. We hope so. And the Uncle Abe Award is one of the nicest things that's ever happened to my family. And on Father's Day, we always would give a gift through the Lefty O'Dool Foundation for Kids and something that you organized as well of $2,500 to some special person who's given of themselves to give the love and teach baseball to young people. And you came up with that idea after hearing my story of my Uncle Abe. And my father had passed away in 1950, and I was only 4 years old. And Uncle Abe, a year or two later, introduced me to baseball. And for a man who's done a lot of things in his life with a lot of anxiety, baseball has been my one free zone, my spot where I can enjoy life and not be anxious. And baseball has meant that much to me, and I would not be where I am today without Uncle Abe. So I told that story, and you created the Uncle Abe Award, and I'm just so happy to thank you again publicly. And I'm just sorry this year we don't have baseball to give it, but John Dugan from Original Joe's has picked up the mantle, so to speak, on it, and we'll give it as soon as we get back to understanding where we are in the baseball season.
I'm really looking forward to that, and I'm really thankful to John Dugan and his family and the Original Joe's family for the help that they're providing to us and the sponsorship. And I really look forward to doing this. I think we've had so many great coaches and teams that we've been able to honor over the last 7 years. And I think it's just a fantastic. And it's just that it's an award for anybody and any coach that can field, whether it's a girls team, a co-ed team, a boys team. We're looking at all of them, and that's what we're looking for. So I encourage the audience to, if you got somebody in mind, to let you, Marty, know that we'll be looking for somebody later on in the year as soon as we have some baseball.
Absolutely. Al Casciato with us. Yeah, Marty at knbr.com, and we take nominations. And last year had a very deserving winner, and she was in charge of girls baseball in the East Bay and traveling team and did so many nice things. And our first winner, of course, Steve Warren from high school and El Cerrito baseball over there, who I've known for years. We've had so many really, really good winners, and I do look forward to it. It's a very happy time for us to and for my family to acknowledge Uncle Abe. Uncle Abe really means more to me than just about anybody in the world. There is a permanent plaque that will be at Original Joe's. And, of course, we give out the monetary award and a personal plaque each year. So how are you getting along without baseball, Al?
Well, just doing a lot of historical stuff, a lot of work around the house, kind of staying, you know, in my upper years here. I have to be careful. And so I've been hunkering down with the wife, and Maritza and I just have a project a day. Today we did a little painting, and then we just whatever we can, a lot of Zoom calls with the family, and we'll have a Zoom cocktail hour today at 5.
Okay.
And which is, so we'll do something, and, you know, we'll have the Father's Day Zooms tomorrow.
You're staying off that motorcycle, right?
I'm forbidden from being on a motorcycle. As soon as I retired, she clipped my wings. She says, you've been on those motorcycle riding since I was 18 or 16, I should say. And she clipped my wings and says, you got to be around for the grandkids.
Very good. Well, I want to tell you, and not a lot of people, people within the community know you, but maybe some of our listeners don't. But Al Cassiato, very special man in the community. You've done so many nice things for underserved children, underprivileged children, and getting them to games, and you've done so much, toy drives and all these things, and I'm very happy to know you and to call you a friend, and I'll always be grateful for what you did in creating the Uncle Abe Award. So we'll do it again this year, and thank John Dugan of Original Joe's for picking it up for us as well. So Al, be well, take care, and thank you for coming on.
Thank you, Marty. Again, my friend, thank you very much, and thank you, Mr. Dugan and the family.
All right, take care. Al Cassiato,
okay,
boy,
take care.
Always a pleasure. More coming up, KMBR 680, 104.5, the sports leader.